When Reverend Edwine Gaines was here in August, she mentioned that each spring she hosts a special gathering at her beautiful retreat center in Alabama. It's 3 days long, it's only for ministers, it's absolutely free. Yeah. And she said that she thought 2018 might be the last year that she offered it. So I immediately went out and signed up for it. And then all through our busy winter here, I kept thinking, after Easter, I'm going to have a nice, relaxing retreat. I hope they have a hot tub. Well, I went to that retreat April 3rd through the 5th. They did not have a hot tub, but they had something else hot. They had a fire walk. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with fire walking, it is simply the act of walking barefoot across hot coals or embers. Yeah. It's been practiced by people and cultures all over the world, dating all the way back to the Iron Age in India, about 1200 BC. And so here are some images of what it looks like. So depending on the group, it may be more of the sort of really glowing coals, or perhaps a little bit more of sort of the ash. This picture in the upper right is a little bit more similar to what we did. So for Edwine's retreat, the fire walk was scheduled for our last evening together. And on that night, the 40 of us were to go down to where the fire was, and we would have the option of whether we wanted to walk the 10 or 12 feet across hot coals. Hot. Hot as in 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit. What could be more fun than this? So I didn't know when I signed up for the retreat that there was a fire walk. I would have signed up for it anyway, but as soon as I heard that there was a fire walk, I immediately adopted the same thinking that I did when I thought about childbirth when I was pregnant. I thought about it as little as possible. It was the same thing of, I know this is going to happen, I just don't want to think about it. Well, Edwine, of course, had different ideas, and every time the group got together, she would bring up the fire walk. How's everybody feeling about this? She would ask. Do you have any questions? She reiterated that we would all have the choice of whether we walked across the embers or not. She said our mindset would be very, very important. She said that we would be tuning in to Spirit for our guidance, and it was very important that we listened to what we were told. And then she invited people who had firewalked before to share their experiences. And so several of the people said they had just never even imagined that they would summon the courage to do this. But when the moment came and they were standing before the walk, Spirit said, go. And they did. And they walked through unscathed. And they felt that their lives had been changed. So victorious, such a great empowering feeling. Well, there were other people who had a different experience. There was one man who said that he had received the guidance to not walk across the embers, but he did it anyway, and he got burned. Yeah. And then there was a woman who said she walked across the embers totally fine. She said it felt like crushed velvet. Crushed velvet, I'm thinking, come on. Anyway, she walked over, she felt totally fine. She was so excited that she'd done it. She decided, I'm going to go do that a second time, and she asked her friend to take a picture of it so she could post it on Facebook. And that time, she burned her feet. Yeah. And then there was a person who said that they felt fine when they crossed over doing the firewalk. And then when she got home, she decided, I'm just going to take a look at my feet, just kind of see what they look like. And as she did, the blisters began to appear. Yes. Which prompted Edwine to tell us, do not look at your feet while you are walking or afterward. Now I was getting a little nervous. This was sounding a lot more complicated than I thought it was going to be, and I found that certain images started popping up into my head, like this. And even worse, this. Now that actually, I just have to say, that's actually King Tut's feet. But you know, the imagination runs wild, right? The imagination runs wild. So the big night came, and before we went down to do the firewalk, we watched a video about firewalking that featured, I totally forgot, Tolly Birkin. Thank you, you firewalkers out there. Tolly Birkin, who's considered the founding father of the global firewalking movement. Who knew? Who knew there was a global firewalk? Anyway, so in this video, they were just showing one person after another, every size, every shape, every age, every background, one person after another just striding victoriously across the embers. Wow. I watched that and I thought, I can do that. I can do that. Now, just as an aside, in his book, The Miracle of a Definite Chief Aim, Mitch Horowitz, who was here a couple of weeks ago, said that any time you witness or observe somebody doing something remarkable and you find yourself thinking, I can do that, pay attention to it. He said it may be that inner realization that jumpstarts your journey into pursuing your dream. For me, it jumpstarted my courage to go down with the group to the fire and see what happened. So we got down there, we're walking around the embers in a circle, and we're chanting. Can't remember what we were chanting, but we're chanting. It was a beautiful night, trees all around, beautiful clear sky. And as instructed, I asked myself, I asked spirit within, can I walk tonight and not get burned? And the answer came immediately, as clear as a bell. Of course! Of course. And then came another message from Spirit. I've got you. Well, now I was not only ready to walk, I was eager to walk. So down I went, got in line, bada bing, bada boom, I'm over the coals. I'm feeling really good, really good. So I joined the circle and I'm walking about halfway around the circle. And I started thinking, you know, I really just felt like powder. It didn't feel like anything. I thought, gosh, that was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. I wonder if I did it right. You know, maybe I didn't do it right. Like, shouldn't I be feeling more than that? So Spirit sort of says to me, I told you, I've got you. Do you not believe me? And I thought, well, maybe I just ought to try it one more time, just to make sure. So I went back and I got in line, tuned into Spirit. Am I supposed to walk? Yes, you're supposed to walk. Over I went, no problem. I get to the other side, I'm feeling just fine. But then something strange began to happen. I began to have what I call post-courageous regression syndrome. I had done this, everything was fine, but I felt self-doubt coming in. I started questioning myself. And the question I had was, well, what if I did burn my feet and I'm just not feeling it yet? You know, I wonder if they really are okay. I didn't look at them, don't worry. I didn't look at them. I just kept walking, and sure enough, my feet started to tingle. I thought, oh my gosh, this would be so awful. Everyone's having such a breakthrough experience. What if I really screwed this up? What if I have hurt myself? And my feet started getting hot. And then they got very, very uncomfortable. And we're walking around in the circle, barefoot in the cool night grass. And I'm just thinking, okay, you know, this is going to end any moment. I'm going to be just fine. And I start saying affirmations to myself, like, my feet are nice and cool. My feet are nice and cool. My feet were not nice and cool. My feet were hot. And I'm already thinking about, what if I had blisters? I'm driving 11 hours home tomorrow. How am I going to do that? What if I can't even get myself back to the retreat center? Yeah, this was not pretty. I had the thought, Spirit, where are you now? And I'm standing there in the grass, left foot, right foot, hoping it's going to cool off. Well, I did make it back to the retreat center. I got my shoes on, keeping all this just to myself. Get back to the retreat center, go through the doors, and sit down there and start listening to people sharing their stories about what happened in their walk. And I really listened to them. I started getting really inspired. And I looked around that group and I thought, what brave, honest people these are. How courageous are they? Even those who decided not to walk, there was courage in that too. I thought, what a special night this is. And the next time I thought about my feet, they were perfectly fine. There was no pain at all. Now you might say, well, this is a perfect example of mind over matter. If you're in unity, you might say this is a perfect example of what we think about, we bring about. And I could agree with all of that. But what really resonated with me is what Reverend Edwin said to all of us. She said, the way you walk through the fire is the way you walk through life. And I thought, uh-oh. Because I realized that quite often, I've summoned the courage, the boldness, there's no doubt I'm going to do this thing, I'm going to do it, I do it, and then afterwards I think, did I do okay? Was that all right? Did I do the right thing? I get all this, right, self-doubt coming up. The lights go off. And then I come back into it. So my realization is that is how I create my own suffering. That's how I get in my own way. That's how I block the free flow of spirit through me in all its mighty power, this presence, this power that just wants to be, just come through me. It's my post-courageous regression, and it blocks the flow, and it holds me back. Now, I told this to the group, that I realized this, and Edwin looks at me and she goes, yeah, when are you gonna stop doing that? And I said, right now, right now. Of course, it takes time, but it's the awareness that you're doing it that's everything. Then you can make different choices. Now, your issue may not be post-courageous regression. You may have self-talk before or during a challenge, maybe something else for you, but I bet you can think of some way in which you sabotage yourself. It's kind of like Peter getting out of the boat, right? You step out, you're stepping out into your greatness. It feels real good, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what am I doing? What am I doing? Am I really all that? Am I deserving of this? And as soon as those doubts come in, man, pew, down you go. See, it may not be that you sink or you create the sensation of your feet burning, but you stir up this anxiety and insecurity in you that basically derails you from your true path. When we do this, we're listening to our small self rather than our higher self, right? And the message from the small self always says pretty much the same thing, some variation on the theme, I'm not good enough. And that's just bull. Whenever we listen to that small voice, it's as if we have taken our gaze off of our dream, our vision, our purpose, our aim, whatever it may be, getting across the coals, whatever it is, we've taken our gaze off of that and we're looking down at our feet. And we're falling into all of our stories, all the stuff we make up, all the ego games we play. And we're stuck there. In reality, all we need to do is lift our gaze again and to not let this distract us. It's a sense of coming home to spirit within us, to that mighty power within us, and making that our place of comfort zone, not all the self-doubt. In the Gospel of the Beloved Companion, Jesus says, Yeshua tells his disciples, if you bring forth what is within you, what you have within you will save you. If you do not find that within you that is from the Spirit, what you do not find within you will be your death. Now, here's how I interpret that. If we live only in the realm of the ego, if we make this the end-all be-all of who we are in our existence, we experience darkness. We experience suffering. But if we find within us the presence of Spirit, and we know that that is the truth of who we are filled with light. We are filled with infinite possibilities. We know that we have everything that we need. And all things are possible. That's when we walk on water. That's when we walk across fire. And that's how we are meant to live. So I ask you today, what fire are you walking through? Maybe it's some heartbreaking loss. Maybe it's a job change or a health challenge, financial stress. Maybe you're connecting with your own voice, your own truth, and seeking the courage to speak from that place within you. Whatever it is, on this journey, you're not alone. You are so much bigger than this. Spirit is doing a mighty work through you, always seeking greater expression. You have within you all the courage, all the wisdom, all the guidance you need to not only come through this challenge, but to thrive because of it, to rise up in consciousness. You know, you would not be called to do courageous things if you did not have the wherewithal to do them. You see, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. We receive that whisper. We have everything we need to respond and to overcome. So as you go through challenges in your life, you can remember a few lessons from firewalking. The first is ask Spirit for guidance. Always the first step. Whatever that looks like for you, whether you pray or meditate or contemplate, whether you just get still, listen for the inner voice, spend time in nature, whatever it might be. Let go of outer circumstances and connect with the great allness of Spirit. And ask your question about what is next for you. And once you are clear, move confidently toward your dream, just like those various folks who were striding victoriously over the coals. This is what is open and meant for you as well. Move confidently toward your dream. Keep your gaze high. Keep your vision clear. Don't give in to your ego, because as soon as you have a bigger dream for yourself, you know it's going to kick in with all the what ifs, with all the warnings, with all the second guessing. That is your opportunity to be aware and say, thank you for sharing. I'm not listening to you. I got important things to do here. No, thank you. And then keep looking up. Don't look down. Don't look back. Keep looking up. Keep moving forward. That's why we're here. We're evolving. We're rising in consciousness. I'll close with some sage advice that I received when I was 22 years old. I had my first job out of college, working on the Times Union newspaper in Rochester, New York. And I was hired as a copy editor, but I wanted to be a reporter. So when I got there, I started needling them to let me write. And they said, well, if you would like to write some feature articles on your own time, maybe we can use them. So I wrote an article about Jamaicans in Rochester, which I just thought was the oddest thing ever. Why would Jamaicans want to live in Rochester, New York? It was fascinating to me, so I wrote the article, and it came out, and they put it on the front page of the feature section, my first story. And the next day, I came into work, and there was a note on my desk, and it was from the executive editor, an old, wizened journalist, kind of fit the stereotype, kind of the grizzled type, didn't say too much. Didn't see him very much, but he left a little note on my desk. And the note simply said, keep going. keep going. Let's prepare for our meditation. I invite you to get comfortable in your seat. Take a deep breath in, filling your lungs with the presence, the energy, the glory of Spirit. Release and let it go. Give yourself the gift in this moment of laying your burdens down, setting aside your worries and concerns, breathing into your heart space. Breathing in, breathing out, the simple joy of being alive. And know that as surely as you are breathing in Spirit and breathing out blessings, that Spirit is breathing you. Spirit is breathing through you. To guide you in manifesting the life of your dreams. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Open your eyes to see. You breathe into this place of great peace and knowing within you. Perhaps tuning in to your fondest wish, your highest dream. And revel there and listen for your guidance in the silence. We feel a quickening within us as we let our imaginations go into all that is possible for us. We call to mind the words of our way-shower. For those who understand my teachings, you shall do what I have done and greater things still. That is the call of our heart. That is what we are living into. So here goes nothing. Thank you, God. And so it is.